On this TGIF, it'll be a warm day as we've continued to see a warming trend throughout the week, especially the last couple of days. We'll reach into the mid-80s this afternoon, and we're starting to feel a little more humidity. And because of that, as the sea breeze tries to push inland late this afternoon, a widely scattered shower or thunderstorm will occur. Now, coverage won't be very great, 30% or less of the area getting rain, but a few spots may get some showers and maybe even hear a rumble of thunder. Best chance from I-95 to the beaches with quick-moving showers and isolated storms that are moving east at around 20 to 25 miles per hour. So that means for the players today, it's warm all the way to TPC Sawgrass will get into low to mid-80s, and there is that risk for a very late-day shower storm. It wouldn't be a very long interruption, and the activity is very widely scattered, but it is something to track and keep up on for late this afternoon. Otherwise, sunscreen, and that's true through the weekend. A mix of clouds and sun, very warm temperatures, and with the higher humidity, we're not cooling off at night either like we were earlier this week. We'll be only dropping into the 60s at night, reaching the 80s in the afternoon with low coverage of a shower or a thunderstorm each afternoon, but a lot of dry hours. So for the players to the weekend, the final two rounds, round three tomorrow, round four on Sunday, the final round, partly cloudy skies, temperatures into the 80s, that slight chance for a late day shower or thunderstorm, but I believe would appear at least that they get this tournament in without any problem through the weekend. There will be a cold front sliding into the area later Sunday night into Monday with some showers and a wind shift to out of the north, and that'll bring in some cooler air. Monday's cooler, but it's still not real chilly in the 70s, but by Tuesday, high temperatures will only be in the 60s. We'll clear it out, but it'll be breezy and rather cool, and Tuesday night down into the 30s for some inland spots, so winter not quite done yet, although obviously this time of year doesn't last very long. It'll be a brief respite, but nice little taste of a chill here in winter for the middle of next week. Beaches this weekend look really nice. We have a continuation of the spring break. Some people are going back to school next week. Others will have the week off. Looking at temperatures that'll make it to 80 plus at the beaches. Winds will be out of the west and southwest around 10 miles per hour. There's a low rip current risk, but remember, there can be rip currents at any time, and the best advice is to stay with a buddy swimming or surfing and realize there are fewer lifeguards this time of year. Water temperatures are cool, but for this time of year, quite mild, about 65 or 66. Still pretty chilly, though, but for this time of year, again, it's a little bit above average. So, good-looking weekend overall. Keep an eye to the sky for those isolated to widely scattered showers and storms. Above-average temperatures continue until the cold front arrives later Sunday night into Monday. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5. WOKV.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.